Taser International, maker of stun guns, was one of the fastest-growing companies in the United States last year. More than 6,000 police departments across the country use tasers. A shock from the gun's 50,000 volts of electricity generally makes a person drop to his knees, and tasers have been hailed as an alternative to lethal firearms. But now the company is in trouble. There are serious questions about how the weapon is being used and how safe it is. Last week, there were reports police used a taser to subdue a 75-year-old woman in a nursing home, and a growing number of police departments are delaying purchases. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
At the Grand Prairie, Texas City Council meeting this month, the agenda included a parade, some zoning issues, and tasers. The local police department wants to buy 43 of the stun guns for its patrol officers. An officer even demonstrated the weapon on a volunteer to show they're safe, but the city council wasn't convinced.
Before I'm going to decide anything, I want to see all the facts.
Lee Herring is a Grand Prairie city councilman.
What I want to know are the safety factors. Is this something that, you know, is it user-friendly for the police? Is it going to help their job, create public safety? That's what I want to look at.
Mostly, Herring says he's worried about reports that the guns can cause death or injury. Those concerns are being echoed by city council members across the country who are also putting taser purchases on hold. And that's not the only problem the Arizona-based company is facing. The Securities and Exchange Commission is launching an inquiry into whether Taser International inflated sales. The U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating the company's product safety claims. And just last week, at least 10 law firms filed class action lawsuits against Taser, saying shareholders have been misled. If that wasn't enough, Taser International is still reeling from an Amnesty International report in late November that said 74 people died after being shocked by one of its stun guns. Taser spokesman Steve Tuttle says they're confident the company will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
We're facing many challenges right now, but at the same time, we stand behind our safety statements. We would not have deployed this technology if we didn't think it was safe. And quite frankly, my wife has actually taken a full five-second discharge of this, and I wouldn't have my wife undergo anything that would even have a remote chance of harming her.
That message, though, is getting lost on investors. Taser International, one of the best-performing stocks in 2004, is hovering around a six-month low. In a letter to shareholders, Taser acknowledged it is expecting some delays in orders as customers test and evaluate the guns. And that's one of the problems. Little independent research exists about the safety and effectiveness of tasers. And few police departments or city councils know where to turn for information.
There's a tremendous amount of concern. We're getting phone calls daily.
John Furman is head of research for the International Association of Chiefs of Police. The association has just undertaken its own field study of the stun gun, but it won't be completed until next year. Furman says there are specific standards the weapon needs to meet.
We want to reduce injuries to subjects, to suspects. We want it to reduce injuries to officers. Right? And we also want it to reduce complaints against the department. So we don't have that kind of information on tasers because you have rapid deployment, and now we have to play a little catch-up ball.
In the meantime, John Furman is advising police chiefs to buy limited quantities of the guns and use them sparingly. Taser spokesman Steve Tuttle says company officials welcome independent research, and they stand by their product.
Morale is good. We've got people that are really working hard here, and, you know, quite frankly, we've always seen this as a personal battle here to make sure the tasers are out in the forefront because it's so misunderstood. We have to go the extra mile to educate people on it and to make that sale.
As for business, investors are bracing for the company's quarterly conference call Tuesday morning when they'll find out just how well or how badly the company's really doing. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.